Alice is turning nothing today. Not happy, not birthday, just turning nothing. And when the party pregunta, she says nothing. I am turning nothing. Alice isn't flaunt, flaunt, flaunt about who she is or who she isn't, because she just is what it is. Alice isn't, can I offer you my business card about anything, because she isn't quite sure what her business is. Business, Alice thinks, is a state of time. And who has time to be in anyone's business? Alice has a please, please, please for line dances, the way all the people come together like a proper community. And she thinks before bed she might come up with a dance that will unify policymakers and terrorists. Left, turn, slide, slide for pedophile. Keep them in the front of the line, though, so she can eye spy with her little eye on them. Alice isn't sure about cross or pitchfork, only she wants to be mostly good, heavens, and this also means she wants to be good at sex. She wants to be a combination of an octopus and leather. Alice isn't really, yeah, baby, about whips and chains. Triggers are a motherfucker, and Alice never says that in a way that anyone can hear her. Triggers are a motherfucker, she says, in between pieces of peach cobbler and vanilla bean ice cream. Triggers are a motherfucker, she says, after a great poop. And even when triggers are not motherfuckers, they are triggers. And Alice is triggered by the possibility of possibly might could be triggers. These might could be happening triggers trigger fear and panic and worry. And Alice is a therapy veteran, so she knows all the tricks to undo the doing. And after she implements the tricks, she is fine. Alice is always fine. Arm falling off, Alice is fine. Eyes falling out, Alice is fine. Bad day at work, Alice is fine. She is fine, she is fine. Alice is fine. Alice feels all veggie pork about football and winning teams and screaming audiences and crying men on their knees thanking God for the victory, for the blessing to move on to the super D-duper, big giant, oh my God, bowl. She is happy in this way that is not aromatherapy happy. It is a different kind of happy. Many of the Christian crying football men are men of color. She is happy that the men of color are being celebrated, that white people are making rain and praise the black man's big bulging arms, that the black men are heroes. For 3 hours or longer if it's in overtime. That, for whatever reason, the white people love the black men for running on a field in helmets. And in this space, they don't care about hair or skin color or lineage. Just get that fucking ball and score. We knew you could do it. Yay. Alice wants to be happy. For the hard-working, crying Christian black men. For the chips and dip and men shouting, Super Bowl, bitches! But there are black men in wars or doing surgery or tending to sick children or protesting or at funerals for shot loved ones or shot, and she knows there will be no standing ovations. Alice wants to paint a smile on her face, wants to greet all the strangers saying, Go Seahawks! But she is not moved by pigskin. Alice is tongue smack, lips clear, clear throat, but not for water or milk, for bones. When Alice is hungry for bones, she cracks her knuckles one by one. Alice likes the sound of her third finger on her right hand because it cracks the loudest. She calls that finger brave. She also likes this finger because it is crooked, and since she was not a little girl, she has had a gruesome crush on crooked things, not because they are crooked, but because they aren't straight. Once, on a boring, over-easy kind of day, Alice decided she wanted crooked teeth to go with her crooked part, to go with her crooked dead father. Disappointed because her teeth are fairly straight, she decided to imagine herself with a crooked front tooth. how it would protrude small amount through the top lip. And this would tell her who her true love would be, because from Alice's point of view, if you loved her despite her crooked ways, you must be the one. And this is why Alice is not thirsty. All this tooth protruding makes her throat dry. She is fine. All this, do you see me now? What about now? How about now? Oh, what about now? What about now? It's like Arizona on steroids. Because of this obsession with thirst and blind people, Alice has decided to create a graphic novel. Alice does not draw. She's going to create a graphic novel. Pictures. Alice has decided she will create a graphic novel, but with words. It'll be 20 pages, and it'll be about a girl who has some kind of adventure, only Alice doesn't know what the adventure will be. Alice decides it's going to be a graphic journey, and she'll do it in her spare journal, the one she keeps letters she never sends, lists, and character descriptions of alive and dead people she knows, and sometimes receipts. Because, I mean, Alice is good at not remembering what she paid for until she has paid the price. First picture. There's a girl with purple hair, and she has crooked teeth, and they're big and beautiful, kind of like mountains, and these teeth have music notes growing on them, and these music notes look like they are dancing, like some kind of dance that looks kind of like a waltz and a salsa, and the girl has like teeth. She has so much teeth that she just can't help all the teeth she has, and she takes a selfie, but not with the camera, but with the sky. Second picture. There's the same girl with purple hair, only it turns green because green comes in a lot of greens, and even if you can't draw, you can imagine what kind of green it might be, and it can look all fancy as if it were drawn, except it's not, but if it were, the girl's hair would be green. And in the picture, you see it turning from purple to green, like rigor mortis, you know, that part of the body when you are like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm about to die. That kind of green. Alice had decided to pause because death is one of her favorite subjects. Alice is not afraid of dying, more so of being alive. She is fine. Alice is fine. She's totally fine. And she knows that it's cliche, but it's a real cliche, so she calls it an overplayed truth. Overplayed like draw four in Uno. And she wonders if she can place death into categories. Like if your life is all fucked up and you are on the verge of dying, if some magic card player in the sky draws four bitches and you get to keep living a little longer, and does that same card player also skip, and is it skip as in your ass gets one more time to live right, or skip as if you, it's time for you to get out of the game. Third picture. There's the same girl now with green hair, and she has decided to be death, buried, and resurrected. And she has no desire to favor Jesus. She's not the kind of girl into hanging around ungrateful people and letting them fondle her blood with their promise. She imagines herself as Jesus, but not as pretty, and with short green spiky hair saying something like, gather ye people and commence to dancing or kissing or whatever. In this picture, Alice has decided instead of blood streaming down her body, there will be balloons, all colors. And these balloons will never burst or pop or deflate, because that's the kind of shit that makes babies cry. And Alice isn't into making babies cry. And so now this picture Alice can't draw, is complete with cherubs doing the Harlem Shake and Cabbage Patch around her. Says. And Alice is fine. Alice is totally fine. She is alive and she's not gonna die. Alice is fine. Fourth picture. There's a girl with different hair now. This girl's hair kind of black and gold. This girl is more like Shazam and doo-wop, but not bow chicka bow wow. Alice has decided this is the higher self of the girl with the green spiky hair, because you can't always have green spiky hair. Plus, if Alice could draw, this hair configuration would be easy. This girl, this Shazam girl, wants to talk about a mouse and make a mouse fairy tale, but this isn't about a mouse fairy tale, how it turns into a duck or a swan or a dove after being kissed by a lake. And Alice thinks she should now draw that anyway, a lake kissing a duck or dove or swan or a mouse. And would that lake say, no way, I can't kiss you because you're a mouse? Alice isn't sure about anything. She's fine.